Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
So how you guys been?
Wow, long time no see.
You know what's funny? I like that when I hugged you, and I was like, I missed you so much. And then we started jumping like little kids.
No, I just wanted to feel your things against my chest.
Oh, those were my overalls.
Oh, no wonder they were so firm. I thought you were just excited to see me.
And then I didn't get to hug. I was holding my water bottle in.
I told her, I don't care if this is awkward.
No. Oh, and then you're like, oh, you look so pretty. I'm like,
you do. You look very nice.
Yes.
You're okay. Down. This isn't put together yet.
Oh, that's okay.
You're that's, beautiful. You know, stop it.
Later, I'll put myself together.
The bags only cost 10 cents at the stores. Don't
I know.
Worry.
I know.
And from what Papa Tony's been saying, your mouth's been getting bigger for some reason.
Yes. We're going to have to get bigger bags so your lips can fit in there.
Oh, no.
This is going to sound very weird, but do you know how much fun I have picking weird mouths for her? And I mean, someday she's going to be pissed and be like, can you not? Like, can
I know,
you fucking
pretty
stop?
No,
it's really hard to piss me off.
No.
Everybody down south was asking, does she get upset with you? Because number one, you always put a bag on her head. And number two, you're always putting like a weird mouth. And I go, no, she has a great sense of humor. I was like, if she was upset, she would tell me.
Yeah, I'm not like that. I'm not like that at all.
If she gives you...
And it's not in real life.
If one episode she gives you a hippopotamus lips, then I would say something.
I think if people heard the way that my dad talks about, I wouldn't say anything. I'd laugh.
Wait, what?
What is hippopotamus lips?
Yes. How big that mouth is.
Sorry, I went back to that.
Oh, I was like,
I don't care. You know how many guys would probably love to be with you?
Oh, that, especially if they got a big churro. Yeah. They could suck all that, sugar off of that shit. God.
You're making me crave my churro.
No, if people heard the way that my dad talks to me, they would realize why I don't get offended easily.
I think it's a Portuguese thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think they mean to be mean. They just have no filter.
Yeah.
And me, in my case, it's the opposite. I'm still not used to my daughter saying bad words. I'm still, Papa Bear kicks in, and I don't want to hear certain
and
things.
And it's funny because she's not bad.
No, she's not. Yeah. She's not.
But I love the fact that she feels comfortable enough
she
with
does,
you.
She does. She does. I mean,
you're her person.
She's my, she's my spitting image on a female body. But
that is true.
It is. It's so true. That poor girl.
God love her. I do.
She's got to have a sense of humor.
She called me to rat your wife out?
Oh, she. What does she do?
She's like, I know you're working and I'm sorry to bug you. And I was like, no, I'm just, chilling right now. I was already off work. And she goes, I just had to tell somebody, but you know how your mom gave me those candy-coated almonds? And I go, yeah. And she goes, my mom ate them all. So will you just let your mom know that her sister ate my present? And I started laughing.
She told my wife, she said, I'm going to tell your sister that you ate them all. She did.
And I started laughing. I go, are you saying it just to complain? Or are you saying it because you do realize my mom's going to try the hunt down? But my mom can't find it. She's been to like four different stores already up here.
Probably in the bakery stores, the Portuguese.
They're all wiped out. So she feels bad. And I go, well, you opened a bag. Just take those out and just put it in another bag. She won't know.
No, she did because she. Well,
she talked to your wife though, and she goes, "How dare you eat her candy?"
But the problem is, she left the bag right by where my wife sits. So it's a habit. You just before you know it, I never even tasted one of them. I'm not a big fan of them, but But now she ate them all. You're right about that.
Oh my gosh!
In the downstairs bar, they had a buddy of ours. It's funny. He's an older gentleman. And he is, like, best friends with everybody. Like, he's just the sweetest little guy. So he was helping bartend downstairs when we were upstairs at the event. And he goes, here, eat these. They're good for you. It sounds like confetti.
Confetti.
Yeah, confetti.
Yeah.
I haven't had one of those in years.
We used to wait for somebody to come from Portugal or the Azores to bring some, and that's how we used to get them in the old days.
They're so good.
They're hard, but they're good. They're just sugar. Yeah. That's all it is.
And he's like...
Anise.
What about the... No, the Ofning. Ofning.
Yeah.
Pure sugar.
Pure sugar.
They used to make little animals out of it.
Those little things are little spuij.
Yeah. That's
if you guys want to try some.
Egg white and sugar. That's all it is.
The other one has coconut, so don't even bother.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, enough of that. Let's get on.
Yeah, let's start the show.
Back to the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rocking on the Porch with Your Three Swingers.
What?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
To the left and to the right.
We're rocking on the porch on the swing porch.
Yes.
That's the clean version.
Yes. Okay. I prefer the other one, but that's okay.
I do know some swingers. Look at all you guys want to participate.
The pineapples.
You do.
Yeah.
But she hates pineapples.
I'm
allergic. But that's okay. You don't have to.
I don't hate them. I
know. Yeah. They're bad for
they
you.
They take my breath away. And like
well,
the
so
worst
do,
way
so
possible.
Do I, but that's I was born that way.
That's
it's a
different kind of smell, though.
I admit it. They do have cottage cheese with pineapple flavor.
You know, why the fuck do they put it on pizza? That's so gross.
I like it. Some people don't like it, but I do. It's one of those things. It gives you that sweet and
you know, I like it, too.
See, I do.
You know what my dad says? Just pick it off. And I go, Daddy,
no,
it doesn't work
right,
that
no,
way.
No, it's still on there. It's
I still
in there. Yeah, you can't eat it. Now, my wife likes to order that Canadian bacon and pineapple, and I like it. It's why they call it bacon. It's not even bacon.
No,
but
I do like it. I get pepperoni and
yeah,
Canadian
but,
bacon and jalapenos. You just like hanging.
Hey,
do you really like hanging?
Well, you just finished telling us you don't like to wear a bra, so.
No.
Wow.
You hate those booby traps, don't you?
I do.
I bet you're one of those, as soon as you get home, it's like...
I think every girl does
I think that.
Almost. Yeah. Like, if I know I have to go out again, I won't take it off. Because then, if I take it off, then I'll be like, do I really have to go out again?
It's like high heels.
Yes.
Yeah, once you take them off.
You can't put it back on.
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. No. My speaking high heels, my daughter the other day at work, they had to do something, take pictures for the job thing, you know, where she works. And they had to carry benches, and she didn't...
Oh,
she thought they were going to, the people were going to set up, and she was wearing high heels, but she didn't know about the photo shoot or whatever you want to call it, and she had to help carry benches in those things. She was afraid she was going to lose it. She said, Daddy, I thought this was, but she made it, but poor
thank
thing.
Thank goodness, because she rolls her ankles,
yeah, well, she's
man.
Got that issue with her ankle because yeah. of that. It's never been the same, so, oh, well. So, are we on the air already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already started.
You already
started?
Swingers.
Oh, I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, you just called the swingers.
Oh. Yeah.
We're just having a swinging good time. Mm-hmm.
So how you guys been since we last seen each other since last week? Boy, this week's going to go by
it
quick.
It just flew by.
It really did.
Flew by.
It's like only been 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I have a jury summons this week. I really hope I get it.
Hope you get it.
You're the only one that I know.
This is the first time that I actually want to get called in.
Why?
To get out of work?
I want to go to work.
Yeah, but then you might... Oh, it'll be during the week. Never mind. It'll be during the week, yeah.
Because there's something really important happening this week, and if I'm not there, then I won't get picked on, so... Whew. Yeah.
Well, I could tell you right now, what's your number, your badge number? Is it high or low on your...
Oh, shoot.
Because if it's real high, the chances are slim.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you'll be calling in, and they'll say call back,
tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I took a picture. I'll continue. I will find it.
No, no, that's fine. But I'm just giving a heads up. If it's a low number, good chance. You know, so I always got out of them. Thank God. I did have to go one time, and we sat there for hours and hours. And before lunchtime, they came in. Okay, everybody could go home. I said, wow, great. Wasted a whole day here
yeah.
for nothing. So that's a waste of time. I believe they should pick people who want to be on that stuff. And
because there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah, I mean, well, if it's like a federal offense, they or what do they call those jurors? There is a jury that you are for the whole year. You are signed up for the big major case, yes, but not for just simple stuff, you know. But no, I was asked to be on one of those. They not to be on it. I was asked to be on it, and then had to apply for it. But I said, no, thank you. I don't want to be on that. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Well,
kind of
stuff. In jobs, let's be honest, they don't pay you your full.
Well no, it's not even that. But I don't want to have that responsibility, because when you're asked to be on those major things, you're tied up for a whole year, and it's like you got to go. You don't have once you're in there, you can't get out. Yeah. So that's it. So, no, thank you.
Well, I got a question for y'all.
Shoot.
Would you rather run into an alien or into Bigfoot?
Well,
they're both equally terrifying.
No, I know, but if the aliens are only 3 feet tall, I've got a better chance than a 10-foot tall
yeah,
person.
Yeah, but they have like powers that you don't even know.
They just have long fingers.
Telepathic.
They just take you away.
They can take you in their.
You're just afraid they're going to give you an exam. That's all.
I ain't afraid of any kind of exam.
Oh.
You're not?
Wow. I feel like I just learned so much about you.
But I don't want to be taken away.
How do you know they're going to take you away?
They have spaceships. If they're going to do an exam, they're going to take me into the spaceship.
Yeah. I love how he's just enjoying this. And you're very serious.
I am. Also, I'm still trying to find my badge number.
So
your badge number.
Badge.
Oh, that.
Yeah, she has high numbers. She has high numbers.
How many been in there already?
Shh.
What? Are we in triple digits? God.
That is awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway. I don't know.
So are you choosing aliens or are you choosing Bigfoot?
I would take the aliens just I don't care if there's anything. Bigfoot's smarter than me, so it doesn't matter. So, I mean, I don't get it. You got all these people who are great hunters and this and that, and nobody's never caught one. I'm sure they're there. They're out there somewhere. But seriously, nobody's really shot one or caught one and say, hey, to this day, it's hard to. So, but aliens, I do believe in aliens. There is life out there. We're not the only ones that I know. I believe in that, I should say.
So even if that is true, what you're saying, you still rather run into an alien than something that's not real?
Well, I don't know. I believe Bigfoot could be real, but then again, why haven't they caught one?
Yeah.
Or not catch one live, but or even shot one and say, hey, and bring it in. People say, oh, yeah, we saw, you see all these videos and somebody walking across the whatever. I don't know. I mean, are they afraid to catch? I don't get it. But aliens, yeah, I know they're here.
So you rather run into one?
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, how do we know if they really look like what they show on TV?
That's true.
Alive?
I mean, they could look like us, and we're probably among them right now. We don't even know. Or they're among us, I should say.
I had my suspicions about you.
Well.
You're really into anal probing.
Call home.
Oh, gosh. You do have long fingers, too. So do I.
Well, no, I mean.
Maybe I'm one.
You like long fingers or chubby fingers?
I guess they both each have their benefits.
Yeah. One over the other prefer, or?
No, either one.
Well.
As long as I know how to work it.
I mean. Who was that in the background?
My mom was asking where the dog was. I'm like, she's sitting on my lap. You guys didn't hear her calling her earlier?
No. Earlier?
No, I didn't hear nothing.
Not recently, though.
Well, if you had somebody with long fingers, I guess they could find that spot that all men are looking for. So.
It's not that far up there.
Well, you guys need to put a GPS thing on so we can pin it down.
Okay.
So can you drop a pin, please?
Yes, drop a pin.
I still can't answer this question. I don't know.
You like
what would you want?
You like hairy men or pale face?
See, my dilemma is if I run into an alien, I feel like they can torture me more.
Yeah.
But you know Bigfoot what I mean? Strap could eat me down. You too, you know.
At least Bigfoot, I feel like I would be like, oh, shit. And by the time I would get that out, he'd be ripping me apart anyway. So, yeah, so. It would be a quick death.
Mm. And maybe they're, you know what I mean? Maybe they're gentle. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know. Maybe they're afraid of us too, but they hide from everybody apparently. So,
and I'm hoping because they are so big in stature and I'm so little that I can like be like, fuck you. You know what I mean?
You'll probably be faster, but then again, yeah. You know, I don't know. That is a good question. That's one of the.
In that case, iffy. Maybe I would go for a Bigfoot.
I think I have a better chance. I feel like I have a better chance with Bigfoot of getting away from him mm-hmm. if I can, because I am so little. But I also have a chance of if shit's about to go down, then at least I'll be quick.
Yeah.
To where like aliens from.
I like that logic.
What you hear, they will abduct you. Then they will perform experiments. Then they will implant you with certain things. Mm-hmm. And then they come back.
See?
And then they keep abducting you.
You could have an alien baby and you don't even realize it.
I'm good, thanks.
You're good? Yeah. Okay.
Not something I ever wanted.
You don't like big-eyed kids? That's all right. Oh, well. That's a tough
one. Fascinating.
You come up with good questions once in
a while. Yeah, that one was
Yeah, that's good. A tough one. I mean,
I saw it last night and I was like, oh, this is way better than the one I had.
Yeah, there's no real...
It's hard.
Yeah, no real right question to go to. So it's either way. It's tough.
It's just where you feel you have a better chance. Because there's a lot of people that are fascinated by aliens, and they're like, oh, aliens for sure. Yeah. Like, people want to be abducted, and I'm like, that's crazy.
They're just lonely. They want to be wanted by somebody.
Yeah. They just want to be touched.
In that case.
Giggles is like, Giggles this is kind of silly. I think you're selling the aliens.
Yeah.
At least his finger is ribbed for your pleasure.
I mean, and if they marry you, it's only for the green papers or the cards.
The green cards.
The green.
Oh, my gosh.
The green papers.
I don't know.
Green
card. They want to be a green card. They just want to be legal.
I know a couple aliens here. That
Same.
We're all aliens, technically. Except for you. You were born here.
No, I am legal.
I was born here.
You know, people ask me that.
Oh, I guess I'm the only alien then, seriously.
Yeah, you are.
I am the alien.
So when people would find out that, first of all, I was Portuguese and English was my second language, they were like, so does that make you an illegal? And I was like, I was born here, dude. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, just because so I...
stupid. Yeah, just because I speak two languages doesn't mean I'm...
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, these
words. It is funny.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to Old Ridiculous News. Today's newsworthy story is, a man tried to rob a bank after paying $500 to a wizard to make him invisible.
Mm.
If it's too good to be true, then it probably is. And believe it or not, this did not happen in Florida. When one man's best day ever turns into a complete nightmare, there was a man in Iran.
Iran, how about okay.
Which I was a little shocked when I was like, really?
Well, I'm sure he ran out of the bank, but.
Oh my God. Go ahead. That was good. Who was minding his own business when he was approached by a complete stranger who was able to convince him he was a very powerful wizard.
Mm.
This sorcerer claimed he could help solve all this man's problems for a mere $500. This wizard convinced this man he could make him invisible by tying a set of spells to his arms. This wiz explained if the man was invisible, then he could rob all the banks he wanted without any trouble at all. I mean, who could pass up a deal like this, right? This poor chump fell for it and completely was completely side-blinded by how quickly he was overpowered by the bank patrons whom he was snatching all their money from their hands. This easy mark was quoted telling the court, I made a mistake. I understand now what a big trick was played on me. I hope he has better luck in jail.
He wishes he's going to be invincible in jail, because I doubt it if he is.
Like, my heart kind of goes out for the guy. It's like, here he thought he was going to be rich. And he's like, I'm rich, bitch. And then they're tackling his ass to the ground.
Yeah, I mean.
I would like to know how long it took to convince him that this was real.
Well, and then he's $500 broke, too. Yeah. You know, or whatever their
he
money.
He paid to get to go to jail.
Yeah, I paid. Stupid. Oh, well. Oh, man. Poor guy.
Poor guy, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I do. My heart does go.
I know. It's sad.
Yeah.
He's under, these countries are like that, but well. Ah, man.
Are we getting corny?
Oh, hang on. No.
He said no. Okay,
no,
we'll
no,
wait.
Well, no, no.
Just kidding.
We'll wait to get corny. Speaking of corn. Oops. Just who is Jack
Shit? Oh,
speaking of corn, I saw how corn is like fertilized. Did you know, like, you know when you see corn and there's like the flowery stuff at the top? That's the male part. And then the hairy part is the woman. And then the...
I'm sorry, I'm loving this conversation.
I know.
Because of your hands.
I know you guys love
She's
my
acting
hands.
Out the male and female
so
parts.
Anyway, the female part is like hairy. And then... The female part has to
go on. Don't stop.
Maybe that's the male part. You got
my attention. Go ahead.
Each strand of the female part has to have, I think it was like an egg or something. I don't remember now. Anyway, so then the guy like shakes in the wind.
And he drops his pollen.
And then drops the pollen onto the hairy stuff. But then the thing is...
That's what they call it in cornfields. It's really not cum. It's pollen.
Onto the hairy stuff.
Yeah. So for all our farmers out
that's
there...
That's a first.
Yeah. I mean, so when they're having sex with their wife, I'm just pollinating you.
Don't worry. It's going on the hair.
Yeah, it's on the hair. Then, don't worry. You won't get pregnant.
But then it has to like...
No wonder it's silky smooth.
Yes. Wait till they shuck it later.
Girl, babe, you want a mohawk?
But the pollen has to find the egg thing on each strand. So it has to, like, you know, the wind has to work. I don't know.
What you're saying is the wind has to be blowing just right.
Yes. And then that, each strand, like attaches to, like, the little kernel thingies, you know, and then they grow. And if one of them's not, you know, like whenever you have a kernel that's a little bit smaller than the rest of it,
it didn't attach properly. Is it weird now I'm gonna be inspecting my corn? And I don't know. I always cut it off the cob too, so I don't know if I want to be putting it in my mouth.
Yeah, I was gonna
You're
say.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And then you have the hair. So is that the hairy bush?
Well, you could floss. After you're done.
Is that considered the bush part?
Yeah, but it's the floss.
You know,
I'm definitely never eating corn on the cob again.
When I find that video again, I will show you.
Thank
I'm
God.
Afraid when you send me videos.
It's not a bad video.
At least I send you warnings.
It was
warnings.
Very informative.
I send you warnings. You do not send any warning whatsoever.
Wait a minute. You sent me one the other day and I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I haven't.
Because I wasn't somewhere where I could.
I
know something good and funny, but I don't. I think I know what it is. And okay. I think you guys will thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay.
But up next, Papa Tony.
All right, everybody. People tell me that Papa Tony, you don't know jack shit. And I tell them, well, I beg the difference. So. When someone says, you
don't know jack shit. Well, thanks to my genealogy efforts, you can now respond in an intellectual way. Jack Shit is the only son of Aw Shit. Aw Shit, the fertilizer magnate, married Oh Shit, the owner of Knee Deep in Shit. They had one son, Jack. In turn, Jack Shit married No Shit. The deeply religious couple produced 6 children. Holy Shit, Giva Shit, Fula Shit, Bullshit, and the twins, Deep Shit and Dip Shit. Against her parents' objections, Deep Shit married Dumb Shit, a high school dropout. After being married 15 years, Jack and No Shit divorced. No Shit later married Ted Sherlock. She wanted to keep her previous name. She was then known as No Shit Sherlock. Meanwhile, Dip Shit married Loda Shit, and they produced a son with a rather nervous disposition named Chicken Shit. Bullshit, the prodigal son, left home to tour the world. He recently returned from Italy with his new Italian bride, Pisa Shit. Now, when someone says, you don't know jack shit, you can correct them. Many of us have wondered just who
that was very informative.
That was amazing.
Well, next time you tell me I don't know jack shit, you're be careful who you're talking to. Yep. All right. Thank you, dear. Back to you, Giggles.
Jack shit, piece of shit, full of shit.
Well, I did not know of the Italian descent.
Well, the piece of shit.
I know.
It's a piece of shit.
You're a piece of
yeah.
shit.
If it was Portuguese, it'd be a bunch of bullshit. Bullshit.
Well, no bullshit that was in there, yeah. too. So we got all nationalities.
You should draw it out.
You know you can say bullshit in sign language?
Yes. I just learned that today.
Oh, no. Yeah, I feel like I'm...
No. See? The horns and
oh, it's bull and it's shitting.
That is excellent.
That's creative
teacher.
I learned that from my bestie.
Yes,
friends.
Yes, that is interesting.
She did that a few years ago to her dad, and I was like, and her dad did it back, and I was like, wait a minute. I was like, how did I never fucking notice?
I never.
I was like, you didn't even grow up on a farm. I did.
I never noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you make the horns, the head, and then you put your hand down here, like
and
by
that's
the butt.
Yes.
It's shitting.
That's pretty neat.
You made it seem very difficult. just it was not natural.
Sorry, I just spit.
You're supposed to wait until later.
Yes.
Oh.
You're supposed to swallow.
All that corn talk.
got her all the juices
just
flowing.
Drooling. Can't wait for all them.
You know how to have sex with corn.
No.
You hold them by the ears.
That was good. I like that.
Oh my God. I can't.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
all right. Papa Tony.
Well, I thank you.
Here's a.
From experience.
Hey, shut up.
He
They're stalking me.
Oh, well, this is usual. Cornfield. Wait, what did you say?
So they won't be stalking me. Be careful.
I was. It was all the years in
it's
the cornfield.
Amazing.
Yes,
amazing.
It's amazing.
I love when she gets her little.
About 5 seconds later.
So corny.
Here's a continuation.
So corny.
And if your corn's little, you know it didn't stick properly.
Yes. Go ahead.
Here's a continuation of ways to get a husband in the 1950s.
Oh, yes.
This section is how to look good for him.
Oh, boy.
Get better looking glasses. Men still make passes at girls who wear glasses.
What?
Or try contact lenses.
You know, I since I
those
wear.
Those are the opposite.
No, I like women who wear glasses. I think they're very sexy, you know, like the ones you wear. And yeah, I like it.
But they said, or get contact lenses.
Yeah. I'm not a contact.
Yeah, so either wear, like, nice glasses or get contacts.
Oh, so basically don't be squinting.
Yes.
Because then they'll be thinking that, like, you're trying too hard to look at their things and you're implying that they're too small.
Wow. Yeah. You just took it, like, 10 steps further.
I did. That I did.
Practice drinking with your women friends first. But here's the thing, guys. Unless it's me. Then don't do it.
Some women could
outdrink. Because I will teach you how to outdrink almost every guy.
Yeah. I was like,
which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Why are we practicing with women friends first?
They probably think they
can. So you can work up
woman.
Your tolerance.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did all right with me.
But you're right.
But I took it easy on you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what's funny is I'm realizing a lot of people like just want to hang out with me just so I can get them trashed. And then I'm like, am I just. Like,
you're a booze dealer.
Enabling
you're
bad
a dealer.
Behavior.
Yeah. No, you just want to have fun.
I'm just a good time.
Yeah, you're a good
you
time.
You just want to have fun. Yeah. That's it.
That's what my bestie with Tessie said. Yeah. He's like, you're just a good time.
How is he
that
doing?
That just sounded weird. He's doing very well.
Yeah, we need to have
very well.
Very well, and I had a lot of fun with his wife.
Yeah, she... After I met her last time, I was down there again. Yeah, she's
a kick in the pants.
She's a
dude.
Sweet lady. Yeah.
She makes me laugh way too much.
You know, it seems like we talked about this, but we need to make a show down there one of these days with all your friends.
I actually brought that up. Yeah. I go, look, guys, because they're in the committee, right? So I was like, can we borrow the office? And I go, I would love to do a show. I go, I don't know if I want you guys together or separate, because they kind of play off each other very well too. But either way, I think it'd be really fun. Maybe even do like almost like a speed dating, but like a speed guest type thing.
In my case, it would have to be after I'm done with my new job where I'll have more. But then again, to spend more time where I'll have to be like a weekend thing, go down on a Friday and come back up Sunday. I went late Friday, I should say. Mm-hmm. So I won't have much time. If that works with you guys, you know, I'm for it.
And they're actually hoping to plan a trip soon to come up, that couple.
Oh, that's even better. So I already told them,
dibs, you guys are being on the show.
And that's, yeah. Even if we take both of them on at the same time.
I don't think they'll have a problem with that.
No, I know, but...
I know. Isn't it weird, like, when you say things, like, we mean it, like, innocently, but it sounds so bad.
No, I know,
you started the episode with us being swingers, I mean.
Hey, there's always hope.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, take good care of your health. Men don't like girls who are ill.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm.
You know, I nailed this one. Get a sunburn.
You, in your case, a light bulb will burn you.
Dude, so, right? I actually feel a little, When you are with him, order your steak rare.
No.
Why?
Apparently that's sexy.
No, okay. Nope. Mm. I don't want to see blood on the plate. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't mind a little bit.
No, I don't mind the medium, fine, but rare. No,
I cooked a steak to perfection yesterday. I was very proud of myself. Mm. Yes. Don't tell him about your allergies.
That's why I'm still single.
Yeah.
This one's for you. European women use their eyes to their good advantage. Practice in front of a mirror. You are going to Europe. Practice your little eyes. Flirting with your eyes.
Oh.
Wear those fake umbrella things.
Umbrellas.
They're going to be like, did you get something in your eye? She's like, yeah, you.
Yeah, you. Can't you get under my eye? Yes.
Let me see your load.
Ew.
Is it pink yet?
I think we've engrossed ourselves out.
No, we never gross ourselves out. We haven't even started. Go ahead.
Get that fresh scrub looked by scrubbing. I'm assuming take a shower.
Well,
this one. Use an ashtray. Don't crush out cigarettes in coffee cups. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Well, if people...
Some people do that.
They throw them in drink cups after they're done drinking, leave a little bit and just toss it in. That's disgusting.
Well, it's like if it's in a can, okay, but not like a water bottle.
It's like
the spit.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's like the people who chew. When they spit in the thing and you're looking at their spit. No, I'm sorry. That's disgusting. Yeah. I wouldn't know how you guys would date somebody who's a chewer, who chews for, I mean, the real.
I never dated anybody.
No, but I mean, today it's different. But in the old days, they would just pack their lips with chewing tobacco, and that stuff was so nasty. But
fun fact: I was at a local bar when I used to always go to the bars with my friends and stuff, and I met up with my brother actually, and he's like, "Dude, that chick," and I go, "What?" He goes, "Just go outside and smoke a cigarette," and he goes, "You'll see," and I go, "Okay." So I go outside, and it's just her on the patio and me, and it was, like, earlier in the day. And so we're kind of bullshitting stuff, and she had chew. And she was smoking a cigarette.
Both.
Yeah, and I was like, stupid me, excuse me. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, I don't want to bother you, but doesn't that make you sick? Because I was like, I would be fucking throwing up everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she goes, no. She goes, I'm used to it now. And then my brother had came outside, and he's like, can I ask why you do that? And she goes, sometimes I just want to come and have a beer and not get hit on. And she goes, and if I'm not doing it, then she gets hit. And she's gorgeous, too. And that's why I think we were so shocked to see such a beautiful girl chewing and smoking.
See, that turned
out
the
like,
guys.
Yeah. And guys. I was like, huh, that's interesting. I was like, I don't have that problem. But
No, that is a turn off for me.
Yeah.
I Just.
And one time I was swimming, and I thought it was my, because I was swimming under the water, right, in the pool. And when I came back up, I thought it was my beer, and I grabbed it.
And I went
to drink it.
No.
Asshole, which nobody copped to, put their cigarette out in my beer.
And the fucking cigarette. Yeah. I would have been so pissed.
Gross.
Oh, that is
somebody
so gross.
Was gagging.
Oh, God.
Wasn't your first time.
Oh, damn. I'm seeing that little power nap question. Good for you.
Wake up here.
I like sassy giggles. Don't be too fussy. And don't whine. Girls who whine stay on the vine.
Jeez. Oh.
You get
that's
it?
That's true.
They don't get picked.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, giggles, which one are you going to go with?
Don't whine. Oh, yeah.
Mary, I'm doing this, and you're not even paying.
You did it, too? I was doing the eyes.
Practicing the eyes.
Yes.
Take video so we could post it.
Okay.
And you
wear a bag on your head.
Wear a bag.
Contacts
or glasses?
Do women still like to...
Do you like contacts?
I do.
I don't. My allergies are too bad. It looks like I'm on drugs. My eyes are just red.
Do women still like to play with their hair when they're interested in a guy?
I think some girls do. I don't like...
I don't know. I heard they do. I don't know.
Hair plays...
Unless
it depends.
Unless she's bald, but...
It does depend.
Because if my hair looks really fucking good and I look really nice, don't mess with my hair. Don't fuck it up.
No, but they say...
it took me a long time to get
it. They say women like to, do stuff
like
this. I
know somebody who's constantly doing this.
Yeah. And I think that's more of like a nervous habit.
They say that's showing a guy that they're interested, I guess. I don't know. Never worked on me, but...
I feel like girls back then used to play with their... Like, when you were dating, I feel like that was a thing.
Well... I mean, in those days, they had hair all over the place. They could have done anything, but still. God knows, I was tangled in so much of it back in the day.
See, but I don't mind if somebody plays with my hair. Like, if I'm just at home, I love that.
Well, that's good.
But then again, it's like I don't want to get it greasy because it does take me a long time. Yeah. It took me an hour to diffuse my hair yesterday.
Oh.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's how long it is.
Like we guys, a lot of us have hair in our ears. I'd be glad somebody would play with it just to get rid of it, but...
I feel like that would tickle.
Well, why do we have to grow hair in there? That's what I like to know.
Not to change the subject, I was going back to the flirting. Mm-hmm. How is somebody, like, whispering in your ear? Maybe it's just I've never had somebody whisper in my ear, like, properly, but it's always like, and I'm like, oh, that is not sexy.
No, they're spitting in there.
Please don't do that.
No.
And they're like, what? You don't like that? And I'm like, no.
No,
I really don't fucking like that. You're giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Yes.
Not in a good way.
No.
Stop.
Have you had it? Has anybody ever whispered in your ear?
Yeah.
Was it nice or was it like?
The ones I'm thinking of now are creepy.
Not the guy from the alley, is it?
See,
I will never live that down.
No, you'll never will, no. No, go ahead.
I don't know if
your new nickname's Allie.
Allie. I don't know if he whispered in my ear. I can't think of an instance right now, but there has to have been an instance somebody's whispered in my ear. And
I'm sure.
Because the way that they did it is like.
Well.
But then on the flip side, there's creepy ones that are like, ugh, please don't do that again.
Isn't it funny how it's like as soon as they start like getting close, your body just reacts?
Yeah.
Some people don't like to be touched, and I ask myself, well, if you get married, how's that going to work? I mean, they say
depends.
It's different, but it's like, well. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the fucking, get away.
Okay.
It's you.
I forgot.
Her laugh.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I brought back effed up word for the week because I came across this one.
Oh. Brother Wretch.
Brother Dakarach. Brother Dakarach.
Oh, yeah. Brew
Rod Adadakarach.
Boy, I tell you.
That's a Rundakarach, the last part. H.
To be fair, it's not an English word.
Oh, yeah.
It's Scottish Gaelic.
Scottish Gaelic? What's the Gaelic part? What country is that?
They lick.
Scottish lick? Lick? What?
Gaelic.
Licka.
They gay lick. I don't want to touch that word. I don't want to do no gay word.
Gaelic is the language.
You don't want to do, you don't want to do a gay word?
No. Homie, don't play that game.
There goes his banana.
Yeah, no.
Well, do you just want to...
I know. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Do you want to hear it in the male voice from UK or a male voice from United States?
UK.
Yeah, British.
Yeah, you know? Bring it on. Wow, that was amazing.
Turn on phone.
Watch, now it's going to yell all loud. We're going to be like, wow.
He threw up in his mouth. What? That didn't help me one bit at all. That doesn't sound...
I can't even pronounce
it. It sounds Russian.
Bodrok.
Bodrok?
Bodrok.
Bodrok.
Think of Outlander.
Bodrok?
What is it?
Bodrok.
Okay.
See, that one's like...
What did you do, United Kingdom one?
No, it's terrible.
It still sounds Russian.
Bodrok.
God, where did you get the cock from?
Wow.
She just threw a cock.
She went there.
Jeez.
First is the garn. Now it's the cock.
Go ahead.
Anyway. It means a dreamer, a visionary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brochadak.
I would have never guessed that.
Come on.
Man.
I bet you if you got me hammered, I'd be able to be like,
oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. You'd all be fluent.
You'd be speaking fluently there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Ralph.
Okay, we're going back to. No one swears better than the British.
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
See.
Have you been using any of, have you adopted any of the new words into your regular vocabulary?
Well, when I leave this country, someday I will.
Yeah?
Yeah. At home, there's nobody to talk to, so.
Your dog.
Yeah.
He's deaf, practically. He's having a really serious heart time.
So he takes after you.
Yes. Or both. They do.
Or do you, does he like bark? And you're like, what? And then when you talk to him, he's like, huh?
Yeah, I always have somebody tell me, why are you talking so loud? I don't know why. But go ahead.
Because we're Portuguese.
No, we're deaf. That's the problem.
I'm trying to remember the words from last time.
Oh, don't ask me. It's been a while.
Come on.
Come, dumpster.
Piss flaps.
Piss flaps.
Bitch tits.
Bitch tits.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're bringing this up because you put the card down last time. You were like, shut up. No,
piss tits.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember piss tits.
Jizz.
Oh, jizz something.
Jizz nose or something like that.
Jizz cock.
Jizz cock.
Jizz stain.
Jizz stain.
Yeah. Okay, so let's continue with the list.
Okay.
Come wipe.
I'll show you.
Cunt puddle.
Ooh, I like
that. I like that.
Dick weasel.
Oh.
Fuck wit. Cockwomble.
That's a mouthful.
Fuck nugget.
Oh, that's for midgets.
Oh my god. Why? Random.
Why?
It's a nugget. It's a fuck nugget.
It's a oh, because it's a nugget. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Shit magnet. And last but not least for today, piss kidney.
Oh. I like cum wipe.
Yeah.
I like
cunt puddle.
Yeah, cunt puddle's good.
Cunt puddle's a good one.
Dick yeah. weasel is probably one of my favorite that I'm going to start calling people.
You dick weasel.
Yeah, you fucking dick weasel. You penis hole.
Okay, is cunt puddle bad or good?
Well, the first word, of course.
Depends.
But,
No, yeah. Depends.
Depends.
Yeah. Well, everyone. You'll need depends because if you have a puddle in your cunt, it's going to leak.
Well, if they're that good and you have a puddle in your cunt, I think that's a great job for them.
Well, true but that. It's still going to drip.
Slippery when wet.
Yeah, it's still going to drip. So.
Is it one of those wet tacos?
You don't want to go down a dry slide. You know what I mean?
No, no.
Well, yeah, you don't want dry tacos.
After you, no, for sure. But. But then,
you don't want dry tacos.
You need something to absorb that puddle. That's the thing.
But then that's when you use your cum wipe.
Well,
to clean
true.
Up your cunt puddle yeah. from that dick weasel. That well, fuck that, knit.
Yeah, then because that fuck nugget just pissed in your kidney and that shit magnet.
And now I can't walk because of that cock wobble.
Well, and I feel like I'm shitting a magnet right now. And
you just attract shit magnets.
How does it feel like to shit a magnet?
Kind of there's a pool there.
Oh, got it. Yes. It might help constipation.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Do you imagine? That's like a release the demons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst feeling when you're constipated. One of the worst
I'm wondering about piss kidney.
Well, it all comes through the kidneys.
Maybe that's like a kink where they piss on your kidneys. Like they piss on your back,
like a golden
like
shower,
like a R. Kelly type situation,
like a golden shower type of thing,
like a drip, drip, drip on you.
Would you like a golden shower? No,
I'm good, thanks. No.
Would you give a golden shower?
No.
If somebody was stung
not,
by
not intentionally,
I was gonna say if somebody was stung by a jelly bean, but I meant
okay, in that case, it would be intentionally.
I don't know why jelly bean
where
was
the hell
like,
is jelly bean coming from a
jelly bean.
I didn't know they could sting.
I know.
I just, I don't know.
You're talking about a jellyfish, not a jelly bean.
You may have an opportunity on the island. There's a lot of jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Are there out there?
Oh, yeah. We went to this one little beach, and it was just full of them.
Well, that's right. I remember my daughter saying when you guys went the first time.
Because we were like, oh, they're dead. And your soon-to-be son-in-law was like, do not touch them. They could still sting you. And we were like, oh, fuck. You brought us in the middle of all these fucking. I was like, we're a little accident prone. I was like, oh. Well,
that's a lot of pressure.
Especially your daughter. I was like, please don't fall.
Yeah, they hurt, I guess. I've never been bitten by one, but I guess it hurts a lot.
Stings.
Yeah. Wow. And that's weird. How's something that you can almost see right through them?
Very dangerous.
So, yes, that's crazy. Is there a remedy for it?
Piss.
Pee on it.
Pee on it?
For some reason, urine takes the sting away.
Does it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that is true then.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, I was talking to somebody, I don't remember where it was, but they were talking about like there was this lady that was on the boat and her, and then they ended up getting stung by a jellyfish. Not the dangerous Portuguese ones, but another type. And the guy on the boat was like, yeah, get some pee and then put it on. And then so she did it, but the other lady did not. And she really, the lady that did not, it was bad. And the lady who did, it was.
Because you can just
like
pee on like a washcloth or something, you know what I mean? And then just put it on.
Yeah, and just put it on.
Your urine is actually very healing. It's actually a little, maybe that's
it's
a little deep dive.
Maybe
that's a little deep dive, the benefits of your urine.
You know what? I can't tell you the exact story. But I remember my mom saying stuff like that in the old days where the doctors would say something about drinking your urine for certain diseases. Mm-hmm. And so there's got to be some truth
I've heard
to that.
Of stuff like that,
yeah,
too.
So, well, in the old days, yeah. I mean, how do they come up with this stuff? But
so I wonder if you drink like a shit ton of beer and whiskey, if it tastes like it.
Well, I mean, you're getting free beer, I guess.
Yeah. Giggles, will you taste my urine?
Yeah, I was about to say we should do a piss tasting.
Guess whose urine it is? I'm like, somebody's dehydrated.
No, thank you. I'll pass on that one.
That would likely be me because all the drinking that I've been doing lately.
And I've been very hydrated.
We'll get drunk off your piss. Ugh.
Oh, I feel woozy. That was good. I really like those.
Yeah, these are fun.
I love those words. Mm-hmm. You should do them more often.
I spread it out a little bit.
No, that's good. I like the way you're.
That's what they said.
I like when you spread them.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
You can finally see the
because when you
you
have the male up here and the bush down here, you know, it's great.
And it goes like
and when the wind just hits just just right. You know what's funny is that's probably going to be like our new hand signals to each other, right? Between the bullshit and the corn.
And the corn talking to each other.
The pollinating corn. Yeah, we should be like, they made contact.
I, you know, that's so funny. But when we had the dairy years ago, and we were raising corn for the our crops for the cows, and had to irrigate that. And when you had to irrigate, you had to walk into the field.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Just all the itchy stuff, walking through all that pollen stuff. It was so terrible. I hated it because our farm wasn't the high tech one where you just turn on a valve and wait a couple hours. We had to go in there and see where the water was at. But oh, I hated that. And that's that's interesting what you brought it up though.
Did you ever get lost in there? Because I feel like it's very easy to get lost.
It is, believe me. It's kind of scary because ours was a small farm. It was, eventually you're going to make it out to the road or the lane. But yeah, these big farms, I wouldn't want to be in there. I'd be paranoid.
Have you not been in a pumpkin patch? Like in a corn maze?
Never went.
Nobody would ever go with me.
Oh my gosh, we're going for my birthday this year.
Please, in October. I would love that.
What's that one on Manteca over here?
Oh, Fantasy Farms. Patterson. I like that one.
No, but what's it called?
Deloso.
Yeah. Deloso.
I've never been to Deloso, but I really like Fantasy Farms.
Everybody thinks I'm fucking weird, and I'm like, dude, no, I just want to walk through a fucking corn maze once.
Yeah. I guess they're pretty good ones.
At night,
there,
though, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're doing this at night?
Oh, yeah. Well, start in the day and then end at night.
Perfect.
Because they have little posts where you go to each post and then you stamp your card. And if you get all the stamps, you get a free pumpkin.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. So it's good to start in the daylight and dusk or whatever, and then it gets dark.
How fun!
And then
they
have a haunted one too.
Right? I was gonna say they have. Yes.
You were speaking my language.
Yes, and that one is good. I laugh the whole time, but I have a thing with chainsaws. I hate chainsaws, and there's always a chainsaw at the end. So you're walking first.
That's fine. I don't mind.
Okay.
My heart can't take it. I'm sorry.
Oh. We'll put you on FaceTime.
Yeah,
we'll walk with you.
No,
he throws his phone.
I'll just
you would take
the
selfies
car.
With all of them too.
Oh
I'll
my god, that would be
I'll
so.
I'll stay
funny.
In the car. Thank you. I'm not.
No, don't stay.
Hopefully, by then, people can know what we look like, so we can actually post this shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's hard. Because it's like somebody's face always pops in the frame, so it's like that's why I don't post anything like that.
Well, that's
pops
okay.
In the frame.
Yeah. Like somebody's face will be in there. We're still in secret.
Oh.
Especially you.
Somebody's face?
Everybody keeps asking me who you are.
Oh, I love this.
And I'm like.
You're the big mystery.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this for what? Since beginning of August?
39 episodes.
Yeah. It's been almost a year.
August. We started or late July, something like that.
Beginning of August. Yeah.
We're what? Almost in May here? Or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's basically May.
This will be May.
Well, we'll be May. So we're just. Couple, 2-3 months away from doing this almost a year. That is crazy.
Yeah, there's 52
weeks in a
year.
It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
It doesn't, but wow. I mean, geez. Thank you, people, for putting up with us.
Yeah, thank you.
If you guys, I'm glad somebody finds us interesting.
If you guys didn't like us, we wouldn't be doing this. So thank you.
So when I was hanging out with my bestie down there, and she was telling me that she liked the show, it's hard for her to listen because she has kids, you know, and they're always with her. But I was laughing because she's like, what made you do it? And I was like, well.
Papa Tony.
I go, you guys always tell me that I fucking talk way too much. And I go, why not use it for good and try to make some money off of it? She started laughing. She goes, you know what? That's a good idea.
Dream job.
And I go, and then Papa Tony was down when I brought it up. And I was like, all right. And then we just, giggles kind of just fell into place.
No,
like,
giggles was our, you were the one that we didn't know who. And thank God you came up with her. And it's a perfect
thank
match.
Thank God
in
she
heaven.
Came over that day.
Yeah, yeah. Because we didn't know who was going to be it's not even to run this. That wasn't the issue so much. We needed that third wheel, and you're the perfect third wheel.
Oh, I'm so used to being third wheel.
No, no, but, you know, I say that in a nice way because it's not anybody would put up with the shit that I say to you. Yeah. So,
not only that, but she pulls it out of
us.
Oh,
no, she makes...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're a good team.
She's always tugging on us. Yeah. Well. In the best way possible. She got real nervous.
Well, I'm also thinking of whatever you said pulls it out of us.
Well, I like the tugging part, but that's okay.
That's why my flaps are so elongated.
Well, elongated.
Yeah, tugging. A lot of tugging. Yeah.
That's a big word.
Wait. What was that word from the last flange?
I was going to say flaps, but it's not.
Flange.
Flange.
Got those flanges.
You know what it looks like? You know when the dog puts its head out the window and its lips are flying?
I haven't snorted in a while, shit.
Yeah, that was...
You know what's funny is when we were hanging out at the dairy, I was laughing because my brother was like nonstop snorting, which is weird because normally that is me. But I don't know if it's because I was sober. I don't snort as much. And I was laughing because he was like snorting every 5 seconds. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? I was dude, we're like trading. Like,
yeah, he's having a good time. That's all that matters. So.
That's funny.
That is good. Oh, well, dabu.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to leave you with this. I'm not saying she's loose, but her vibrator has a pull start, a kickstand, and requires diesel.
A kickstand? I can see the other two, but a kickstand. There's a lot of room in there. If you can stand it in there. If that thing can stand on its own, there's a lot of room in there.
That's,
yes.
It's very spacious.
You didn't show him the picture?
Huh?
You didn't show him the picture of your new pickle? It has a kickstand.
Oh, is that what you send her?
Yeah, I sent it through Amazon.
It should be coming up to your house.
I'm trying to remember.
I didn't.
No, you didn't send anything.
She got so nervous, she pulled her mic off the table. Good thing the show's ending.
I'll hold it.
Oh, here's the thing. I was about to say, bitch.
See, God punished you.
Thank you, Allie. Yeah. She's like, you gonna fuck with my friend, Vega.
You were messing with me.
Only one person can call me puta.
Well.
Oh my gosh, that was great. I'm just gonna hold this. Like,
you better. Okay, because
let me put it between my legs.
You heard it, folks. You heard it, the pickle between her legs. I don't know where else she was going to put it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Yes, you can. This is a little bit of spit.
Si, si pueden. Si, si pueden.
Si, si puede.
Okay.
This is even loose right here. What have I been doing?
Okay.
Wow, it's in between your legs and it's loose. I feel like I'm learning so much about your flapjack. What was it?
Flapjacks. Flange.
Flange. Oh, fuck. I was way off.
Oh, flange. Yeah.
Flapjacks.
It must be that.
You're getting hungry.
Let me see my words. It must have been that cock Dick wobble weedle, that's Dick getting crazy up in there.
Did. Yeah, whatever. That's getting crazy.
She's going to need a cum wipe pretty soon for that bundle.
Yeah. Good thing
she's
we have
gonna be
plastic.
Like, kick me in my cunt.
You know what? What are those wipes that they have, like Summer's Eve, right? Or
yeah, those are cunt wipes.
Yeah. Cum.
Oh, cum wipes. Cum wipes. Oh,
I don't know. Is it a cum wipe or is it a cum wipe?
What did you write?
Maybe it depends. That's a cum wipe.
Oh. Yeah, that's after you're done.
Let's come up with a brand. Cum wipes.
Cunt wipes. So when cunt somebody's wipes. Being a dick, you could be like, here's your cum wipe. Or, jeez, I didn't even fucking come. Oh, I got so excited. I couldn't spit it out.
Can't even spit it.
Don't worry. I'll do all the advertisements.
Spitting is for quitting. Spitting spitters are for whatever it is.
Well, you guys, what the hell happened here? None of
I
you
feel like we
talk.
Just fell apart. We fell apart.
Well, the microphone fell apart, and you guys can't even talk all of us.
We're falling apart.
Poor Presley here is just...
We're putting her to sleep. You barely stand.
We're just soothing to her.
Poor thing. Her eyes are getting heavy. She's already took a few naps here.
Yeah, yeah. She has.
Oh, well, she didn't get much sleep down there.
Well, poor thing.
We were falling.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we've given everybody a lot to think about.
I'll tell you. Sure, yeah.
They're probably still trying to figure out what the fuck we were trying to say.
We're still back in...
They're probably like going back...
Replay.
Going back 30 seconds. Going back.
I learned today something about corn. I didn't even know that. Neither. So actually,
I didn't know there was
you.
A bush and the male.
Yeah. Oh, that's,
it's not self-pollinating like tomatoes.
Tomatoes self-pollinate?
Yeah, the flowers have the male and female part on them.
How do you know so much about agriculture?
We just came up with a new segment for you.
What is it?
Let's get hoeing with giggles.
Hoeing, ah.
I just came across the video today, so.
Oh, you did. You
I hope
came.
You wiped it. I hope you wiped it.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Cum wipes. For all your needs.
Even on videos.
Hey, you don't want that screen.
Lens proof. Lens proof, yes. Guaranteed to give you a clearer picture.
Yeah. You know how it gives you that warning, clean that lens. Yes. She's like slinking down into her.
I am. I'm trying to hold the microphone between my legs.
My parents are here. Get your hoeing under control.
Stop. Your mic's disappearing. Why?
She must be
between my legs.
She's sitting in a cunt puddle. That's
well, it's slippery, it's just, I guess.
Yeah, she is on plastic.
Yeah, I need that. Okay. Those cum wipes sooner. I mean,
you better. We'll make some if we have to. Okay,
oh
dear.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, you want to wrap it up?
Yep, let's wrap it up.
This is the best ending we've.
Somebody's in a hurry to get the fuck out of here.
She's already getting fucked.
And now she's sideways. Oh, you're going to fall out of your chair here. Hang in there.
The position.
You want me to read that for you so you won't fall out?
The position she showed.
If you lift that leg up, I know we're in trouble.
I have my legs crisscrossed underneath so I can hold
them. Don't bring Chris
wow.
into
she's
this.
She's holding
situation.
On.
I'm holding it.
She's
I'm holding it down.
She's holding on for the ride.
There used to be a singer back in the 70s or 80s named Chris Cross. He was
good. Yeah. You want to jump.
Yeah,
jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make something and jump.
Those
jump.
Two kids.
Yeah, I tried to wear my clothes backwards one time, and I was like, I can't go tinkle like this. I don't know how they did it.
Okay.
Oh, we said okay at the same time. Okay. If you'll have any questions for any of us,
like,
or share a story or joke,
okay.
Feel free to reach out on our Instagram at, what are you doing? Okay.
You're the one that's getting down over there. I'm just
Feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rockin' on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Or we'll show you Giggles' O face.
Oh.
just like the dolls.
You gotta do your...
All right, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh.
Oh.